You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful. Productive. Today we're speaking with Mr. Hans Swedler, the Chief Fun Officer at Laughing Life, that provides master mindset services, which does health and wellness differently. Mr. Swedler, a pleasure to have you with us today on EPN.
I'm glad to be with you, Eric.
And we're certainly pleased to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, what is Laughing Life and what is it that you do?
Well, good question. It's all about helping people. As with our mission statement, Laughing Life's aim is to build workplaces and communities' mindsets so people are full of fun, keeping mentally and physically fit, and making sure they are comfortable in their skins by running master mindset sessions. The problem with Laughing Life sees in societies these days is less and less employee engagement, increasing mental health issues, people to be more sick, and disengaged. In the end, organizations losing the return on their people, which affects their bottom line. It's amazing. Mental health has become an incredible issue over the last decade, whether young or old, poor or wealthy, a high flyer or ordinary worker. It doesn't differentiate. A lot of society is suffering stress, anxiety, depression. A Laughing Life is amazed with our so-called social media and an epidemic of loneliness is occurring, with people being disengaged overall. This is amazing, and it just amazes me. Our program is different to what is out there. There are all sorts of health and wellness programs out there, but ours really focuses a lot more on the mindset, because that's where the money is costing corporates these days. We start from the top down. We start at the head and work down. If you don't get the head right, don't get the stress on all those sorts of things right, everything else will fall apart. The stress, depression, absenteeism, presenteeism, disengagement, mental health days, it's costing corporates more than somebody who is not quite healthy. Is someone with a cold or flu or influenza costing corporates more than someone who has stress, depression, absenteeism, presenteeism, and needing to take mental health days? Our program looks at movement, reducing physical and emotional stress, as well as improving creativity, innovation, interaction of people. The interesting thing about this type of program, it does really work on the psychological and hormonal responses. And one of the cool things we use, you're going to laugh at this, but is laughter. But it's choreographed, it's specific, and done in a sequence to break down the barriers with gentle exercises, breathing exercises, affirmations, and visualization. And it's amazing we're laughing. While laughing, all our senses naturally and effortlessly combine in a moment of harmony to give joy, peace, and relaxation. There is no medicine like laughter, which gives such an instant result. And that's what Laughing Life is all about.
A fine explanation, and nothing like laughing. It is medicine for the soul. How did you come up with the idea of Laughing Life?
Well, it's quite an interesting one, that one. Look, I came up about 6 months ago when I met Steve Malloy from Lomar Studios, and we were discussing different business ideas. I explained that I've been involved in running a laughter club for over 10 years and helping to start two others. During this period, a registered nurse suggested that the service I was providing, running a laughter club, could be used in aged care and with retirees. As with a great majority of people, I've endured depression, divorce, retrenchment, requiring to reinvent myself in my working life. Dealt with pain with having to have both hips replaced. Using experience from running laughter clubs and with my life experience, this was the aha moment for me. Steve said he had experienced a laughter club class in Delhi, India, and initially wasn't sure what to expect, but enjoyed it immensely. That was the moment we collaborated to start Laughing Life. And he's been helping to build a brand and taking it to the next level. And that's what it's all about.
Now, looking at the workplace, what would you say is the importance of engagement within the workplace?
Well, it's interesting. You only have to look at companies like Google, Amazon, to see how successful they've been. And they're amazing. They have an amazing array of benefits to encourage engagement. Not all companies can provide these benefits, but the companies that provide, they can be creative and innovative in the approach they use to their staff. Just look at Google. Example, the pets are welcome, generous paternity leave for mothers and fathers, gyms. This is one of the most interesting ones I find with Google, is the 80-20 rule, where you work on Google projects for 80% of the time and 20% of projects you want, but that could benefit Google. Now, example two, Amazon. They've got on-site gyms, transport reimbursement, shuttle bus to work, free food, juice bars, happy hour Friday, staff discounts. The beauty of engagement, of this type of engagement, it filters in the home life and may improve the community as a whole. So if you're happy at work, you'll be happy in life and at home. So it may help to transfer into the community as a whole.
Today we are joined by Mr. Hans Swedler, the Chief Fun Officer at Laughing Life, that provides Master Mindset Services, which does health and wellness differently, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Swedler, what is the implications of not having an engagement officer within a company?
As we're now aware that stress, depression, absenteeism, presenteeism, disengagement, mental health days are on the increase. It has become increasingly important that the engagement officer spends the time to provide innovative and creative health and wellness programs which stimulate the mindset and physiology of the staff, which is actually, in other words, we're just making an amazing culture, company culture, and that's basically what their job is.
Yeah, it certainly does make a lot of sense having an engagement officer within your company. Great value there. Lastly, what is one thing you'd change within the workplace if you could?
Well, this is purely common sense, what I'm talking about. Encouraging corporations to invest in their staff's mental health by being creative in the way they provide the support, as it is an investment in the community as a whole.
Mr. Swedler, certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of help that our listeners could put into action today?
Well, it's just like anything in life. Always be looking to improve the engagement of your staff, as your staff are your biggest investment. And another thing, pay attention to feedback you receive from your staff and reward them accordingly for the feedback.
And certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Where can listeners get further details online on Laughing Life and be in touch accordingly?
Well, they can just contact us on www.laughinglife.com.au. Have a look at the website and just go from there, or contact me through hans@laughinglife.com.au.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Swedler, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. You have yourself a great rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Eric, and have a wonderful day yourself.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Mr. Hans Swedler, the Chief Fun Officer at Laughing Life, that provides Master Mindset Services, which does health and wellness differently. And for further details, visit laughinglife.com.au. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live streaming location, as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.